Hey, good morning. This past week's daf was daf nun in Maseches Erevin. The Gemara daf nun starts from the Mishnah Mem Tes Amud Beis. Let's see the first part of the Mishnah. Mem Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah says as follows: Mishu bo baderech v'chosh choloi. Someone's traveling Erev Shabbos and he sees that it's getting dark. And he would like to get home, and he's not at this point close enough to his house that were he to be kind of shvisa here, that he'd be able to make it there. And he's familiar with some kind of landmark. Ilan, a gather, a tree, or a fence, which is ahead. V'amash v'sasi tachtov, and he said that I want my mokum shvisa, the place where I am for Shabbos, tachtov, it should be under that ilan, a gather, tree or fence. The Mishnah says loy omaklum. However, if he says shvisasi be'ikrai, if he designates a specific spot, there, the tree, large tree, right, we'll see, the area that he mentioned over there is not a specific spot. If he says be'ikrei, which is more specific spot, then he'll be kind of shvisa there. Even if that spot is 2,000 amos away from where he is right now, he could do that, because that became his Mokom Shvisa. So he has from there back to where he is 2,000 Amos. So he could, after Shabbos, if he's Kana Shvisa there, so he could walk from where he is right now to there 2,000 Amos. And then another 2,000 Amos from that spot where he's Kana Shvisa to his house. Nimtza Maharach Meshech Hashecha Abbas Alpai Mamu. That way, comes out that he could walk 4,000 amos, which is when we understand that's how Erev works. Erev, what it does is a person always has really 4,000 amos. And usually the way it works is that where he is in his house is his makom shvisa. So he has 2,000 amos this way, 2,000 amos that way, 2,000 around. The total area that he has is 4,000 amos, but usually he starts that in the middle. Right, so he's not walking a full 2,000 amos, but in the case of an Erev, that's the idea of an Erev, in order to extend where you want to go on one side. So what you're basically doing is you're just adjusting your Mokom Shvisa. Instead of, let's say, being in my house, and therefore I'm limited over here to 2,000 amos, I put my Erev here, this becomes a Mokom Shvisa. So now I measure from here, so now when I go to sleep over here tomorrow morning, I could really walk 4,000 amos. So in this case over here, what he's doing is that, you know, he would like to get home. Where he is right now is 4,000 amos from his house, let's say, and within 4,000 amos. So what he wants to do is that if he would be kind of shvisa right now where he is, so he don't have 2,000 amos toward his house. He would make it to his house. But what he wants to do is, well, let me make my mokum shvisa someplace up over there. So I'll count my 2,000 from there. I have both directions. So if I'm kind of shvisa over here, so I'll have 2,000 amos over here. That's on that side of my mokum shvisa, and 2,000, and that way I'll be able to make it home. That's the idea that he wants to over here. Now the Rashi and the Sefer tell us the difference is whether the spot that he's referring to is a specified area or not. Or it's we'll see the specifics in the Gemara, but that's generally the chiluk between the two cases. Now, in the Reisha, the first case of the Mishnah, being that he didn't refer to a specific case, so the Mishnah says the halacha is loy omar klum. All right, that was the Loshon HaMishnah, loy omar klum.
And if he had to go more than 2,000 amos, if the Mokom Shvisa, where that tree that he wants to make his thing, if that's a little more than 2,000 amos, it wouldn't work.
Right, because what would end up happening is that he'd be out of his tchum, Right, then he's really in trouble. If he does that, right, then he's basically placing himself out of his tomb.
He gets dalal, though. Dalal he does get.
Yeah, right. Dalal always gets.
$2,000.
Yeah.
Well,
not the 2,000.
He gets a trim plus $1,000.
Not a treason.
Well,
$1,000.
Well, you want. See, actually, the way you'll measure all there is that his makom shvisa will be dalal plus 2,000.
Right.
If he ends up out of his tomb, then he'll have dalal from wherever he is. The Gemara right now, we'll see, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. How do you translate the Mishnah? What is the halacha in the Mishnah of lo yamaklum? In the Reisha, right? The first case where he just referred to the tree at large, and therefore the Mishnah says that it's not going to work for him. The Mishnah says halacha is lo yamaklum. Lo yamaklum. So what does that mean? Zot the Gemara. Let's skip to the Gemara over here. The first piece is Gemara right after the Mishnah. My lo yamaklum. When the Mishnah says lo yamaklum, What does that mean? Omarav lo yamaklum kolikr. That means that he has nothing. Da'afilu l'tachtav shel ilon lo yimotzi ozum. He can't even go to the tree. Even to the tree. And we'll see in a minute, you know, why should I think that that's any better? But Rav is translating the Mishnah kipshutai, which lo yamaklum, that he didn't say anything, and what happens now is, you know, he has no accomplishment for what he wanted to do, and actually what happens over here is that he's really stuck without a tchum, as she explains. If he would not have said anything, so he would have been kaddish v'isa, at least where he is. So he'd have, right, on the road, kaddish v'isa here, so he'd have 2,000 amos to walk. Fine, he couldn't make it to his house, but he would have a tchum. Now what he did over here was, Rashi explains, is by saying, I want my makom shvisa to be over there, so he's oiker, he's uprooting the possibility of where he is right now as being his makom shvisa. Right? Because he's saying, I don't want where my feet are now to be makom shvisa, even though I'm going to be here, bein shmoshes, right? I want makom shvisa to be there. Right, so just by sending his makom shvisa someplace other than where he is, so where he is right now is not going to be his makom shvisa. Now, if that would work, fine, so he's safe. But if that doesn't work, then he's in trouble and he has nothing. Because he was oiker in his makom shvisa where he is by trying to make it someplace else. And being that the halacha is, we'll see why, that the makom shvisa where he tried to make over there doesn't work. So he's left without his home.
So if somebody's home and he wants to make a makom shvisa by 2,000 amos away, he loses his home base as a...
Okay, so we'll see. So truth is, from this Gemara, we would say... Now this is only talking about...
Power.
Well, we'll see in a second. We'll see Tosis in a second. Okay. Right, but let me just get your question. We're discussing a situation where a person's trying to make his shvisa other than where he is, and it doesn't work for some reason. And this Gemara says that therefore he ends up with nothing. So from this Gemara we would say, who I didn't even in his house. That's if we don't have any other Maran Mekomis which tells otherwise, fine. Now that's what this Gemara seems to say. That if a person is making his Makom Shvisa other than where he is, so he's Oikar Daita from where he is, and the only possibility now is going to be where he wants to make it. If for some reason technically that doesn't work, he's stuck. He doesn't have anything. That's what we would say from this Gemara.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this is Tosis' question. Tosis has a maramokom otherwise. Right? We'll see in a minute. This is the chil that you're saying.
I have another question. It seems like very harsh, Chazal imposing this on him. Because first of all, he could have meant, he said, my shvisa is under that tree. So he could have meant under that first leaf in the tree. He could have meant that.
Okay, we'll come to the differences over there as far as that's concerned.
She was a different opinion.
Right?
She was a different opinion.
Well, I'm sorry?
She was a different opinion.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll come to that.
So that's
one. But we didn't even get into this yet, exactly why it doesn't work. We're just assuming that doesn't work. Okay. We're just bringing out this thing that if it doesn't work, right?
Right, but then there's another side. The Mishnah said, Loi Amar Klum. So lo amar klum, but now we punish him that he amar klum, amar mashuhu, because now he's like what he was.
No.
If it's lo amar klum, then he should be fine where he was and do have
but let's see what he's doing. He's doing two things
he's
over here.
Cutting both ends.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is, I don't think this is a punishment. This is what he's doing. Words, intrinsically, a person only has. Where are you for Shabbos? Right. Either here, or there. Right. You can't be two places. Right.
Right.
Right? So by him getting up and making the announcement. So he's doing two things over here. He says, first of all, I'm not here. My feet are here. You might have thought I'm here, but I'm not here. Right? That's the first thing that he does.
Yeah.
Right? Now the second thing, so where are you? I'm over there. Right? So apparently he did two distinct things over here. He said, I'm not here, and I'm there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not here, you're not here. Okay, fine, you're not here. Now let's see if you're there. Now, if for some reason why you're not there, so you're nowhere.
Yeah, but the problem is the Mishnah said lo amar klum. So if it's lo amar klum, then he's
not
where he is.
No. Lo amar klum means that he didn't accomplish anything.
Right.
That's what Mishnah means. Okay, I hear it. Right? Rashi says lo yozos mim koyma. Right? Let's see that first Rashi. Lo amar klum means that he didn't accomplish anything with what he said. That's what Mishnah means. Right?
Yeah.
Therefore, he can't move from where he is. Here, where he's standing now, he doesn't have mokum shvis. Why? Right? Because he uprooted his das, his lev, his feelings towards this place. That I'm not here. This is not my mokum shvis. Right? That was done. That's mitzarecha. V'tacha so ilanam alikon shviso. And under the tree, he also wasn't cutting that technical problem over there. The holy sign, because he didn't specify which Dalai Lama he was referring to under the tree. And then Rashi goes to talk in the works exactly why. But the point that we're pointing at over here is that that's what Rashi tells us. Right? He's talking about anything because he's really doing two things over here. He's first of all saying, I'm not here. Where I'm standing is not my mokum shvisa. Where am I? I'm going to try to do it over here. Now let's see the Tosis. Since this point was raised. Zog Tosis. You see the second to last Tosis over here. Vafilu tachtav shel ilam loimotzi ozom. Taisa says, "The mimokim raglov okar daite." We're talking where he's standing is within 2,000 amos of the spot that he's referring to over there. Right? Now, if his first, if we wouldn't say he was okar daite, if you say, well, it doesn't work, okay, you're back to where you started from, then he will be able to walk because. His mokum shvis will be where he's standing, and that would give him 2,000 amos to go to the tree. So that's why it's clear in the Gemara that he's stuck with nothing. Right? I feel a tatam shel ilan lemotzi ozel. The mimokum rag lavokar daite, like Rashi just said. V'tachas ha'ilan am leikono. V'tach therefore leozel zim koyma. Therefore he can't move from his spot. V'im toyma. Frek toysus. Let's ask a question. In a situation, if the Erev rolls out of the Tchum, these are situations over here where were this to happen, then he would not be Kohen Shvisa. He put his Erev over there, right? It rolled out, Nisra, Venevad, it wasn't an answer. And the Sophic over here is, before the Sophic, if it happened, what it tells us, if that happened before Ben HaShemoshes, so then he doesn't have, then it's not going to help him, right? Because his Erev is not existing at the time of Kohen Shvisa. If it happened after, then it is, even though then it's not around during Shabbos. Right? That's what we saw in that mission over there, that the Ben HaShemoshes is Kaveh establishes whether he has or he doesn't have. He must be around during Ben HaShemoshes. If it's not, then it's not going to help him the fact that it was around the minute before, or he intended that should be. On the other hand, if it was around during the time of Ben HaShemoshes, So even if definitely afterwards it got lost, destroyed, whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference, he's safe. Because at the time, Ben Hashmoshes. Now it says over there that if it's a Sofik, Hareza Chamer Gomel, if it's a Sofik, whether the Erev was destroyed during Ben Hashmoshes. So I don't know, do I have an Erev? Do I not have an Erev? The Mishnah says, Hareza Chamer Gomel. Chamer Gomel, we saw, means, right, that's a marshal that they use if a person, you know, has a chamor on one side and a gomel on the other side, and each animal is going the other way, right? So each animal prevents the him from moving in the other direction. So that's this concept over here, that we know that by making an Erev, even though, you know, it allows you to walk in that direction, but it limits your direction over here. That's what you're doing. And by making an Erev over here, so you're enabling yourself to walk further in that way, but you're limiting yourself over here. So in a situation where a person has a sofik, right, two erevin, or even one erevin, and his house, right? So if someone has a sofik, where is my makom shvisa? Is it here or here? So he can only walk in places where both makom shvisa would allow him to go. So let's take on the assumption over here that let's say his house is here and his erev is 2,000 amos away, right? As far as it could be. So if his Erev worked for him, so then he can't walk this way out of his house at all, because his Erev only goes, his Mokhmer is here, and he's only able to go here. Right? On the other hand, you know, if you want to walk that way, right, then we say no, because, you know, his house, maybe he's currently facing his house, and his house only allows him 2,000 amos. Right? So that's that concept of Chamor Gomel, that in a situation of a sofik, you have to deal with both makom shvisas, and yet you're limited to the limitations of each makom shvisa, and therefore you can only walk in a place where both makom shvisa would give you, where in this case it would be in between.
So if someone was lost, that when he would have that situation, or not?
Well, right? No, if it's a sofik, yeah. It's a sofik, right? Sofik. So then the sofik says that, you know, you have to deal with, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, right? So if it was, I'm limited here. If it wasn't, I'm limited there, right? That's what I mean.
If this is the case, how is he supposed to get to the next Mokum Shvisa? If he would give up this first path.
We are you right now. You're in Argamar, or you're in the Gemara that Taisus is ringing?
Probably Argamar. No, if he's here and he wants to get home, and he's Giladata that he wants to go here.
Right.
He only gets Dalet almost over here already. So how does he even get there?
What was his original plan? Let's say the second case. The second case of the Mishnah, it works, right? So his plan over here in our Mishnah is that his house is, let's say, within 4,000 amos from where he is now, right?
Yeah.
So he would like to make his makom. So if he's kodesh shvisa here, he could only walk 2,000 amos. He's not going to make it home.
Yeah.
So what he'd like to do is make my makom shvisa in a strategic spot.
And what happens where he is now?
So
when he does that, what happens where he is now?
So where he is now, he's fine. We view him now that he's at the end of his tchum.
So he can walk till there.
So he can walk till his makom shvisa.
And continue.
And then continue on. Right?
He's 2,000 amos from his makom
shvisa. So that's
fine.
We're
shifting his point of reference, basically.
Right.
That's what we're doing. We're shifting. He can go to the tree.
Right. Where he's standing right now is he's standing safe at home. Safe at home means that he has, you know, in the opposite direction, he has 4,000 amos available to him.
So he can't go the other way.
So why is he giving up? If somebody says, I want to make my tchum in the middle, right? Why is he giving up his, just by being Giladas, it doesn't mean that he's Giladas, that he does, he's giving up this area.
Well,
it's almost like a
tonight. Well, see, it's a makom shvisa. Things start with shvisa. Where are you? Where is your spot where you are being for Shabbos?
In every situation that you're making a makom shvisa, you're in two places automatically. You're here, you want to get there.
No. See, but the concept of Erev is, that even though physically I'm standing here, but my lodging spot for Shabbos is there. That's the question over here. Of course, usually we assume that in a person's house, that's his lodging place for Shabbos. And that's why, Menastam, that's his Mokum Shvisa, unless he does otherwise.
Or else, whether he's in it or not.
Right. But really, so actually, where he actually is not really what we're interested in. We want to know, conceptually, where is your lodging for Shabbos?
Yeah.
Right? So that's what's going on. You could only be in one lodging for Shabbos. Where's your spot for Shabbos? Right? Where is it? I'm not even sure where you are right now. I want to know what has the chashivas? What's considered your makom shvi'i? You don't have one. Right? You're either here or there. Right? So that's what he's doing. So he's saying that I want my makom shvi'i to be there. Why is he doing that? What's the relevance? Well, because it'll adjust his tchum. Because tchum is measured around makom shvi'i. Right?
But in any case, he's never giving up his right to be where he is.
I mean, it's not a question of a right. I mean, it's your makom shvi'i. You know, assuming that you can only have one makom shvi'i.
How do you ever make an error where he has a right to then go beyond? If we take this scenario, where by being Giladas, I want to make my tchum over here, my makom shvi'i over here. So that means I'm Gilad, and I give up this place.
Right.
So you always have the same problem, that once he's I don't understand how he's giving up his place, his home, essentially.
When we say he's giving up his home...
Or wherever he is, I mean.
Right? Yeah. Giving up means that this is not my makom shvi'i. This is not my lodging for Shabbos. That's all. Where is he lodging for Shabbos? Over there. Your lodging for Shabbos could be there. You could be here. That's not a contradiction.
He's right? Making a trick, really. He's saying, I'm sleeping here, but my tchum for Shabbos is going to be there.
No,
so
but,
tomorrow...
Yeah, but it's more than just my tchum, right? Because my tchum is based on where we call my lodging spot, right? Where my... Right? My lodging spot means the place where I'm considered that I'm living for Shabbos. I could be living there, and I decided, you know, to go someplace else, right? That's how we're going to view this over here. But if we accept that a person will only have one makom shvi'i, and he's saying that my lodging is there, so Shani, it's not here. You're standing over here in Achnami. So, you know, that's how I'm gonna look at it. That actually I happen to be standing over here. But this is, you know, as far as halacha is concerned, this is not my makom shvi'i. So it might be my house and I know I'm familiar with the surroundings and things like that, but that's not my makom shvi'i. So that's the concept of the area.
So if this doesn't work, automatically he can't go any more than the dalit because he doesn't have anything that allows him to go more.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Our Gemara says. We'll see in a minute, right? That's what Our Gemara seems to say. And the truth is that regardless, that's right. We'll see what the difference over here is. But definitely, if a person gives up, once it's given up. That's it, right? Yeah. But Tosfos over here asks a question. It's based on this Gemara that we just saw. It comes out of this Gemara, right, a situation, right, where a person, it's a sophic whether he has an Erev or not, right? Did he get lost? Before Shabbos, after Shabbos, right? Now the halacha is that he could rule. It's chamor gomel. Chamor gomel means that he could. We have a sophic. Where is his makom shvi'i? It's either here or here, right? That's the question. Now, what's the basis that it's over here in his house? If it's not here, it's here. On that case, suspect for 1 second. Wasn't he gila daite that he's not in his house? So forget it, his house should be out. Now the question, does he have this or not? Right? So fakir, he shouldn't be able to go anywhere. Because his house is out of the picture. The only possibility is this, and this is a sophic. So according to what Al Gemara seems to say, that when a person tries to make an Eruv, he's automatically away from where he is. The spot where, if he's making, I'm putting his Makom Shvi'i someplace else, then the spot where he's Zichin and his Makom Shvi'i, it's going to become at best over there. And if that doesn't work, then he's stuck. So in this Gemara over here, where let's say it's a sophic whether that worked or not, for fun, but that's all you have to work with. So fakir, the halacha should be over there, that maybe it didn't work, and you're left with nothing. So that's Tosfos' question. So how do you understand that Gemara? Right, let's work the other way. Right? What does it say in that Gemara? That Gemara apparently seems to say that no, that a person is only... takes his das away from his makom shvi'i only if it actually will work. But his das is that in the event that it doesn't work, you know, I won't be left there with nothing.
So
Our Gemara says that, right? So that's the stereotypes he's asking, right? There's a contradiction over here that when a person tries to make an Erev and that Erev doesn't work, do we say that, no, you're okay, daita, person, forgot, you know, he decided I'm not here, shine, that's all, that's out. Question is just this, if that doesn't work, you're stuck. Or we say the person always has, you know, this secondary das over here that in case something goes wrong, I want to retain at least where I started from. Right? That's the contradiction over here. On that, Tosfos answers as follows. V'omer ri. Tahasim v'omer bi'iroi. Person, that Gemara is talking about where he's in his house. in his city, his house. Over there, we say he's not oiker his das from his city. Tosfos says like this, the difference that you said, that it depends what kind of relationship he has to the original place. If a person is in his house, this is his real mokum shvisa, and a person is just giving himself a secondary place, then the das of a person is that if this doesn't work, then you know I'm back over here where I am. Where this is my city. This is my real mokum shvisa. A person had that, but we're talking about a person is bederech, right? So that place has no shaykhis to him at all. He just happens to be there now at Rav Shabbos. True that you know he would be kind of shvisa over here because he is over here, but there's no intrinsic relationship that he has between this place. So therefore, such a thing, when he could be oiker his das, or his das becomes nekar very easily from such a place, since he has no real intrinsic relationship to that place. So this is the only kind of case where the Gemara says that once he tries to make it someplace else, then it's oker daitai totally from his spot, and even if it doesn't work over there, then he's not going to have this spot anymore. Right, that's the difference that Tosfos makes. So this idea that it says in the Gemara, now when a person tries to make an Erev, regardless whether it works or not, but this place is out where he is right now, will depend on really what kind of place he's starting from. If he's in his house, in his town, in his regular real house over there, so a person, it's difficult for a person to uproot himself totally from over there. And therefore, we understand that his das is that in case something doesn't work out, I'm still here, since this is intrinsically my place. But if a person happens to be Bederech in a place which is not really his mokum, only by the virtue of the fact that he happens to be here now, so in such a situation that he could be easily removed from this spot, that's with the das to try to be make an Erev someplace else. And in this situation, once he tries to make an Erev someplace and make his mokum shvisa someplace other than where he's standing, then he's totally uprooted from the spot, and then regardless whether that other spot is going to work or not, this place is not his. If that doesn't work, he's stuck.
Right? He can make a tanai? He can verbalize a tanai and say?
Yeah, if he definitely if he verbalizes a tanai, then it'll help. Then it'll help. Right? This is just a question of, you know, what his das is. Yeah.
So then what would he have? Just Dalai in this place?
From Agamor, L'chari he should have Dalai Amos, right? L'chari he should have Dalai Amos. Yeah. L'chari. But as far as the Tchum is concerned, in Makom Shvisa, he doesn't have any of these. Okay, so this is Rav Shita in the Gemara. That's how Rav learned. Let's see Shmuel. Shmuel Omar. Shmuel says, "Loy omar klum lebeisa." Shmuel says, "Loy omar klum." That the mission says means lebeisa, that he didn't accomplish what he wanted to do to be able to walk to his house, like we have in the second case of the Mishnah. Avol tachtam shel ilon motzi ozel, but he could definitely go to the tacht of shel ilon. V'nas tacht of shel ilon chamor gomo. And the area under the tree is a chor chamogomol. There's a sofik. He's being pulled from both directions. Bolim de minat sofim, moed le minat dorim. Bolim de minat dorim, moed le minat sofim. Rashi, the first Pshat in Rashi, explains what this means like this. Now let's picture such a situation. We're talking about over here a tree. You have the main tree itself.
The trunk,
that's the word, the trunk. And then you have the knife, right? Then you have the branches, right, which extend very far. Right? Let's say that the tree itself, you know, is, let's say, 10 amas. 10 amas, or 20 amas, let's stay out of any problems. Right, very, very wide. Right, so when he says Shvisasi Tachtov, that could be referring to any of these 20 amas over here. Right. So Shmuel says it alone. This is how Rashi learns Pshat in Yoram, that he is kind of Shviso in some place under the tree. Some down amas over here becomes his makom Shviso. According to Shmuel, like this, Shmuel doesn't really argue what we just discussed till now. Shmuel says that you are kind of shvisa, even though you didn't specify which dalamas is that's the size of the mokum. You didn't specify what it is. Okay, fine. But your mokum shvisa was nikkun someplace over there, and therefore, now it's a sofik. Which one? Fine. So you'll deal with the sofik as if you know your mokum shvisa is either here or over here, right? So the Charmol Gomel that he's talking about, that the Sofik in the tomb Mekayim Shvisa, where is my Mekayim Shvisa, is the tomb opposite spots under the tree. And therefore, like this, assuming, let's say, that that his house, like I said, is 4,000 amos from where he is right now, right? So if, you see, in order for him to make it to his house, he needs that his Mokum Shvisa, let's say, should be over here, right? So that'll help him to get over there. If his Mokum Shvisa is over here, then it's not going to help him get that far, right?
It'll be short,
right? Now, if he wants to walk in that direction, right, let's say, so if his Mokum Shvisa is this, the first part of the tree, then he'll be able to walk 2,000 hours from here. But maybe his Mokum Shvisa is over here, right? And that will limit him from walking in that direction, right? So that's what Shmuel holds. So again, Shmuel holds that the fact that he didn't specify doesn't make it that he's not Kohen Shvisa at all. You are Kohen Shvisa. Being that you didn't specify, so we don't know exactly where your Mokum Shvisa is. It's any of these possible four amas under the tree, right? Now, as far as the halacha is concerned, the sofik that we're going to deal with is, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, right? I mean, in between over here doesn't make a difference. We only have to deal with the two opposite extremes, right? So that's what I mean. So loikono, when the Gemara says that loikono lebeisai, what that means is that he is kind of shvisa, but being that it's a sofik, and we have to be mistapik that maybe his makam shvisa was in the place that's on this side, further away from his house. So if his Mokum Shvisa is here, so he's going to be sure he won't make it to his house. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, when he's Misayim, the Iker over here, so that Iker is in a more strategic place, that from the Iker to there is within 2 hours, and he'll make it there. Right? That's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer, according to Shmuel. So as far as we're concerned right now, there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. We'll see the Gemara a little clearer. What Rav Shita is, but Rav holds that being that he wasn't the same, he didn't specify the spot, so that is a cause for him not to be Kohen Shvisa at all in that spot. You are Ekedas from here, you weren't Kohen over there, you're left with nothing. On that, Shmuel says, true, you are Ekedas from over here, but over there, it's going to work, even though you weren't Messiah. So we don't really know where your Mokum Shvisa is from, so we'll deal with the Sofik. Right? That's what we'll do. You know, we'll accept that you were Kohen Shvisa someplace under the tree, and we'll make you be machmir, right? According to the Tzadi HaSafik, you know where you could go. You'll be limited in this direction because possibly your air is over here, and you'll be limited in that direction because possibly your air is over here. That's what the Gemara means over. Shmuel Omar Loyam Akum Lebeisa. The Loyam Akum means that he doesn't accomplish what he wanted to do to make it to his house. According to Rav, Loyam Akum means he didn't accomplish anything. His air didn't wasn't chal. That's what it means, right? Can't even get there. But Shmuel says that Loyam Kum Lebeis, that's what it means. He's not able to make it in his house. I will have to leave Motzi Yozel, but he could make it to under the tree because we're assuming that from where he is right now till the furthest possible spot where the Erev is, let's say this side of the tree, is within 2,000 amos. So he could definitely make it to over there, because regardless of where his Mokum Shvisa is, right, he can come to here. However, he's limited, that's the Chamal Gomel, that he's limited where he could go, being that there's a Sofa, where his Mokum Shvisa is, right, so each place will limit him in the opposite direction. Okay, so that's the Halacha. That's the Halacha Machlekes, in what the Halacha over here is in the Mishnah. Let's see if we could learn a little bit Gemara over here, a little further. Omar Rabba. Rabba says, my time of the Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Why does Rav hold that he's not Koine Shvisa at all. It's not even a Sofi. He definitely has nothing. Nothing in that spot where he wanted to make the Erev. The answer is Mishum Dloy Misai Masre. He didn't specify his spot. He didn't specify the spot. Being that he didn't specify the spot, that's a reason. If the Mokum Shvisa is not specific, if we don't know what it is, that's a reason for a definite reason for it not to be chal at all. Rab doesn't have the doesn't hold that there's no such concept that you have Mokum Shvisa, but I don't know where it is. If you don't know where it is, that's a contradiction to have it becoming a Mokum Shvisa. So if I can't know where it is, then it definitely is not chal. Right? Not that Shmuel holds it. No, that's not a contradiction. It's chal. Where is it? Okay, I don't know where it is. But it doesn't mean that nothing's there. It's chal. I don't know where it is. Okay, fine. So I'll deal with the possibilities where it might be. This is how Rashi explains. My time with the Rav. The first, the top Rashi. The Gemara seems to be only interested in what the time of Rav. I mean, that now seems to imply that we understand Shmuel. Shmuel is understandable. I'm asking my time of Rav. Well, where's Rav hold, right? We would have said like Shmuel. Bishlam le Shmuel. The Lishna Kamel. He's referring to Tupshat in Rashi. Mistavra Milsei, it makes sense what he says. The Mikomokum Kana Shvisa Tachasa Ilon. That he definitely was Kana Shvisa under the tree. That's what he did. He'll be Kana Shvisa. I will ain't on a yoidim, Ace Dal Namis Kana. But we don't know which spot exactly it was. He was Kana. He said, I want to be Kana Shvisa under the tree. Fine. Okay, so it's Chal or Mokum Shvisa under the tree. Which ones? Okay, that's a different question. And Hilkoch, Yoyla Al Tachtoina. Since being that we don't know where it is, so Yoelat and he has the underhand, Umafsin Mabas Alpayim Kishir Tachtam Shalinan, and he'll lose from his 2,000 amis the size of the tree because Bolim de Mikan, Moedlim Mikan, right? Being that we will measure from the opposite ways, so the Cheshbon comes out that he loses from being able to exercise his full 4,000 amis, he'll be losing the size of a tacht or shalilim, because that's the chamogom which is gonna limit him. So we understand Shmuel. Mor asks, what's the pshat in Rav? And that Mor says, loy sayim asrei. This is Rav's, as if it's a chiddush in the Gemara. Right? Rav holds, if you didn't specify, kim loy sayim zavrashi, loy konilam loy midi. If you didn't specify, then you have nothing. This is the first Roshan in the Gemara, how Rabbah explains Shita's Rav. Ikeda Amri, another version in the Gemara of what Rabbah said to explain Rav. Omar Rabbah, my time the Rav, Mishum to Kosova, this is a klal. I have the Gemara a few different places, we find such a klal. Kol she'en b'zeach hazeh, afil b'vasach haseinon. Anything which we can't create one after the other, anything which we can't do this thing twice. If we do it once, then the second time won't be able to happen. That even if you were to do it at one time and say, well, you know, it's the problem just is because after number one, you can't do number two. So let me do number one, two at the same time. You know, then they're both bichal. Or actually, let one of the two bichal. Right? Even both came down. Right? Let one of the two bichal. On that, afil bevasachas enoi. That even if you try to do it at one time, enoi, it's not going to be chal. Which basically the idea, the concept is that kol she'enei bezachazem, if you can't create this thing twice, if I do it once, then the fact that I did it once is going to not allow it to be done a second time. So the second one won't work. So even if I try to do both initially, then they're going to stop each other and nothing's going to be chal. Right, that's this concept over here. Kol she'enib zechazeh, if it doesn't happen zechazeh, so the same way that number one stops number two, zeh hazeh, so too, that contradiction, or that withholding, that we see that these two things have, will present it themselves also, even if you try to do it at one time, and therefore they'll prevent each other from being chal, and you'll have nothing. And as we might have thought that zechazeh doesn't work, but bas achas, you know, at least one of the two will be chal, be suffer. We don't know which one it's going to be, but one should be chal. That's this concept over here, kol she'en b'zechazeh, hafil b'bas achas einon. And as far as our Gemara is concerned, what this means is like this, is that we're a person to try to make a makom shvisa, zeh azeh. I'll first have this place as my makom shvisa, tvichal, and then I'll try to, after that, I'll try to have a second one. That's not going to work. You already have your makom shvisa, so you can't have a second makom shvisa. So similarly, that if originally I say I want these two places, we don't say that, well, one of the two will be chal, and we don't know which one, but they'll prevent each other and nothing will be chal. This is according to the second lashon in the Gemara, what the reason for Rav is. Now let's just here spend a few minutes over here and hear what the difference over here is. That the first Gemara was saying this for Loi Misayim Asrei. This idea Loi Misayim Asrei is a svara that a makom shvisa could only be chal only if it's specified, it's clear what it is. A makom shvisa which has no clarity can't be chal. Possibly that's a contradiction to makom shvisa itself. If I don't know where it is, then it's not my makom shvisa. Right? The truth is that you find this concept by other chalos and other things also. There's such a thing that adover she'ene mesuyim. If something is not specific, then it can't be chal. It can't materialize. So the first part that the Gemara says is just a condition that something which is not specific, a makom shvisa, which is not clear what it is, that in itself is a problem of being chal, right? And therefore, it can't be chal. According to the second reason that the Gemara is saying, what's the Gemara saying over here? Kol she'ene b'zeh achazeh, afilu b'vas achaseinu. I mean, the truth of the matter is, what is he doing over here? Kol she'ene b'zeh achazeh. Kol she'ene b'zeh achazeh, that b'zeh achazeh, you're trying to do it twice. Right? You want both. Right? That's what you want to have. You want to have both. B'zeh achazeh, I want this, and afterwards I want to have that. I feel about achaz. That means that if you're trying to do both, then nothing is going to be chal. The fact that you're trying to do two, so the fact that both are trying to materialize, they stop each other. Right? That's the concept over here.
You mean where he didn't specify the healer?
Well, we're talking about this concept in general. I think in our case, that means that if you're making two mekayem shvisa, so the fact that both are trying to materialize and they both can't be, they'll be ma'akev each other. They'll prevent each other from being chal. Nothing's chal. This svara is only if we're assuming that we want both to be chal. If we want both, so both are trying to materialize, and each one is a contradiction to the other, so they'll stop each other from being chal. But were it to be that we understand what a person means, is he only wants one of these, then there's no contradiction, because I don't want two. I want one. Right? So that's the more I'm going to speak at in a minute to us, that's going to be the difference between these two things. According to the second reason that Rav is called Kol Shem Zalzeh, Rav is assuming that when a person says L'tachtav Shel Ilum, what he wants is he wants the entire thing. I want my Mokum Shvis to be the entire spot. Now, Mokum Shvis intrinsically is just Dal Ramas, right? You can't have a bigger net. Elamai, what are you saying? I mean, you want to have basically more than one makom shvisa, right? That's what you're coming to do. That means that you're putting the chalas power, you're trying to set into motion that two makayim shvi'is to be chal. And being that they're contradictions to each other, so each one prevents the other one from being chal, so nothing's chal. That's what this means over here. But that's only if you understand that what the person is setting into play is two. To have two, then each one prevents the other. But were we to understand that he doesn't mean two, he wants to have, you know, I want one, but just one from over there, then this whole concept doesn't start over here, right? Because you don't have the contradiction over here. There's only one that's trying to make its way, right, to be chal. We just don't know which one it is, but there's no contradiction that two things are trying to materialize together. So now we'll understand the Gemara. My binayu. So Gemara, what's the difference between these two svaras? If he says that I want to have only one Abba Amos, right? I don't want to have more. I want more Makom Shvisa. He said four from these eight. So he clearly saying I want one, but he's not specifying which four, right? According to the first time the Gemara, that the problem is that you didn't specify. So over here, you didn't specify. It's not right. It's not clear which Dal Amos you mean. So it's not going to be Chal. But according to the second time of the Gemara, that the problem is Kol Shein B'Zeh Chazeim. Hi, Ka Abba Amos Domi. The Hocho Abba Amos Ko'omar. If you hold the time of Kol Shein B'Zeh Chazeim, so in this case, I just spoke before, that's only a problem if you're trying to do two. If you want two, you're setting two to be chal, then each one trying to be chal is a contradiction to the second one. So each one has a ma'akif, has something causing it not to be chal. That's why nothing's chal. But if you say, I only want one from these eight over here, so only one is being chal. Right? So you don't have anything stopping from being chal. You don't know which one it is, fine. But according to the solution, that's not a problem. The fact that it's not clear which one it is. This Lashon Kol She'en B'Zeh Zeh, the concept over here is the fact that there's two things that are trying to materialize. And that's the friction that you have. I can only have one. He wants to be chal. He wants to be chal. And you can't be chal if I'm chal, so I'm akiv you. So what happens over here, according to this svara, is that each one stops the other and nothing's chal. But that's only if you have, you know, you have this confrontation that both are trying to do it. So that's only if you assume that he wants to make two Mekayim Shvisa, so each one is stopping the other one. But if he's saying clear that I only want Dalid Mitoich Shmoina, I only want one Mekayim Shvisa. So there's no conflict over here, right? Only one. We don't know which one it is. Fine, but whatever it is, you know, intrinsically there's no conflict.
Well, why is the initial assumption that he wants to make multiple four?
Okay, that's a good question. Why does Rav hold like this? I mean, this seems to be, according to this pshat, it's a question of what a person's das is. It's not so simple why that's so and where that comes from. That's a good question. I don't know well what the answer to that is. Right? It's a good point that you're saying. But what we're pointing out over here is that there's and you see from the Gemara, right? That there's a basic difference in the Tamador. And according to this, it might very well be that Shmuel himself also agrees to the concept of Kol She'en B'Zeh Chazeh. However, Shmuel holds that we definitely assume that he's only doing one. So therefore, that whole concept is not relevant. And then there's a different question: the fact that it's not a Dov Mesuyim. Okay, not a Dov Mesuyim. That doesn't have to be a problem according to the second motion. You see that's not a problem in Rav. That's not the issue in Rav.